I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. You may remember Tunisia as the birthplace of the Arab Spring. The Voice of the Martyrs Canada CEO Floyd Brobel says,
since the Arab Spring, they've democratically been a success in many ways and has opened the doors for greater religious freedom.
Today, ongoing protests fill the streets and a new law threatens freedom of speech. The law contains vague wording that prohibits public debate of the economy. People could face prison terms between 10 years to life in prison for breaking the law. Believers worry about possible next steps.
It's experienced some freedoms, but it's still the church under pressure.
Pray Tunisia's government would stop its crackdown on basic freedoms and that believers would find peace in the Lord come what may. And for over a decade, LSESD's Skilled program has supported special needs children in Lebanon. They've begun a partnership with Lebanon's Notre Dame University with the goal of improving access to education. Danielle Adal says,
in Lebanon, we have no mandated special education in post-secondary or higher education. So students we serve at schools would leave at grade 9 or 10 with no future in sight in terms of academic or vocational education.
On NDU's campus, Skilled operates an office to help students struggling with their academic performance. NDU psychologists work with the students, helping them find the best academic practices for their education. The partnership also led to a new two-year certificate program for students that can't enroll in traditional institutions. Pray God's love would be evident in the work Skilled does. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association offers My Father's House. It's a devotional for women, written by women, and it uses object lessons along with stories of ministry to Slavic women for spiritual growth. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.